Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Coming up in a moment or two, they said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And then the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45. And that is 15 minutes away. And that includes today's Pervert Teacher Association inductee, who apparently is a fan of the in-class MDB. So we'll get to that. News coming up. Craig Breslow will join us at 9. I don't know much, Curtis, about the U.S. track and field team, so I can't answer this question on the Subaru of New England text line. But is Chris Robinson eligible for the decathlon? Is that a possibility for him this year?
I believe so.
It is? Yeah. Okay.
I think he's head and shoulders above of the field.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Shime, let's get to it if we could.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
One more They Said It in the studio this week before we head to Rockport tonight for pregame at My Place by the Sea and for roadshow number 7 tomorrow in Gloucester at the Beauport Hotel. By the way, I don't know if you guys saw or not, but it sounds like we're getting ice cream tomorrow morning from Holy Cow, which I've never heard of, but the menu.
What a menu.
Right?
Oh, and Holy Greg cow. And I were the only ones to respond. So it might just be you and I getting ice cream.
Maybe everybody else is going without, but...
I was in a pool.
It looked... The flavors
What flavor did you end up going with?
I went for like a salted caramel peanut butter...
Yes.
Like Oreo.
Yeah, that
thing.
One looked good. Nice. I went with the classic cookie dough, but I was really... There was a milk and cookies that struck me.
Yeah.
With a brown sugar, like sweet cream base.
So they got a lot.
So we will see you tomorrow. We will be up there this afternoon, and we will help celebrate St. Peter's Fiesta at America's oldest seaport, Gloucester.
Greg, do you look down on people that walk into an ice cream store or gelato store and take like 3 different free tastes?
No, I understand it. I mean, it's a bit
What's the limit, though?
I don't think there's no limit because you want to get your favorite.
You should try one if there's one that you really want to try. Like,
but if you don't know, like,
I agree with Curtis. Like, when people are in there getting 5 different samples on the little wooden spoon, it's egregious. What could be more egregious?
When we were in Bermuda, there was a couple ahead of Santo and I, and the woman had asked for like 3 different samples, and they had to cut her off, and they said it's usually 1 sample per 1 ice cream that you buy, and they got into like a fight with the poor woman working.
That is a low moment.
You should know what you want to order.
But you don't if there's so many flavors.
I need a little sample.
No. You know how I feel about people who walk in there and get 10 samples?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how I feel about
How's that?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Yeah, okay. That's how I feel about it.
I'm one of those people.
that is how I feel about it.
All right. I sample everything.
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law and big partners of this radio show for a long time, very loyal. They would like to honor those who have built the city, so give them great prizes, including $1,000 cash. So please nominate somebody who builds or drives or cares for others when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. Where would you like to start this morning, Shine?
Well, Greg, we've talked about the Celtics a bit this morning, so let's begin with Brad Stevens. After the draft last night, he had a bit of a press conference and also gave an update on Jason Tatum. Here was Brad Stevens.
You've mentioned Jason a couple times. Do you have any update on what his projected timeline might be?
We don't and we won't. We won't put a projected timeline on him
for a long, long time. And, you know, as we look at it, there's no reason to. It's baby steps right now. He's actually progressed great. But I don't know what that means with regard to projected timelines. And that'll be in consultation with, you know, him and Nick and Phil Coles and everybody else to make sure that he is, when he hits the court, he is fully ready and fully healthy. And that will be the priority.
Is he on the Aaron Rodgers fast track? Didn't Aaron Rodgers proclaim that he had some kind of holistic different approach, sheep's blood cells or something that he did to get back quicker?
I think he's probably, you won't see him next year.
At all?
No. Nah.
So even if this team makes the playoffs?
Right, because if he makes the playoffs, that's right when you'll probably be seeing him. And then you got to ask the question, okay.
Is it worth it?
Is it worth it, or is it just like, you know, and I guess it's really going to depend on how they look during the season without him. And I know everybody says, well, the East is trash. Okay, do they look like one of those teams that can come out of the East? Or do you look and go, all right, maybe we might have to just kind of be cautious with him?
Yeah, I don't think that there's any point to bring Jason Tatum back, rush him back next season at all. Like, give him that entire offseason and make sure that he is fully good to go, because you don't want to re-aggravate an Achilles.
Something like that, right?
All right, what's next, Shine?
Well, Greg, let's pivot over to the Boston Red Sox, who are an absolute mess right now. And Sean McAdam is not ruling out the possibility of the Boston Red Sox trading Jarren Duran. They've already traded Rafael Devers. Could Duran be next? Here's what Sean McAdam had to say.
I see next to no chance of Bregman being dealt. I see there being a decent chance that Duran goes, and here's why. And by the way, trading Duran would not be a white flag, oh, we're in sell and auction mode. I think they would be looking for some immediate help. We know that there is already a crowded outfield situation. Sidan Rafaela has, I think, earned his time and retains his spot in center field. Abreu is someone they don't want to give up, a Gold Glove winner who is still getting better offensively, and Roman Anthony. You can't have those four outfielders on the team and keep them all happy with playing time and or develop Anthony at the big league level.
Right.
So the notion of Duran being traded would not surprise me in the least. I don't think it would represent any sort of we're out, we're auctioning, there's a fire sale. I think it would be done sort of in advance of a trade that they would otherwise make in the offseason with an eye toward trying to get better over the final 2 months.
Wow. I mean, there seems like there's a lot of interest in him, Curtis.
Duran?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess if that's... I have no faith that they're going to make the right decision about any of these. Like, I just, candidly, I don't... I mean, maybe that's the right move. I don't know. I sit, you're 40 and 42. You now need to go 50 and 30 to get to 90 wins.
Yeah.
You have to play 20 games over 500 in the next 80 to get to 90.
But also, like, why would you even consider trading Duran, who was, maybe it was his peak, but fourth in the league in WAR last year, like one of the best players in baseball, and not be considering trading, like, Willie Abreu? Like, what are we doing?
Because
you probably get more in return.
You would get, right. you get the value, and positionally, you have an extra guy there. That's what, right. what Sean.
Well, yeah,
Gavin
no, that's
say.
Why I'm saying trade Willie Abreu.
You're
going to
get more for Duran.
Yeah, but if you want to be good, why wouldn't you keep Duran and trade Abreu? Like, that's that kind of the point. Like, where's that money that you saved on Rafael Devers? Like, if that's the reason, you just don't want to pay Duran?
Well,
then that's stupid.
Well, but if you move on from Duran, you could still be good. Like, Duran is he's having a bad year. Right, that's
yeah.
Last
but
year.
At his peak, Wiggy, he was one of what a top five player in baseball.
Right, but
last
I think
year?
They look like, at it like, okay, Sidan Rafaela has been playing better than him as of late. You look at Roman Anthony; you want to get up there, and you want him to be an everyday player.
I mean, the mistakes that Duran makes, I feel like are mistakes because he is trying to grind out an extra base. Like he's
yeah, but those are getting thrown out. He's not great at the plate. In the field, he's meh. You know, he's got a lot.
Yeah, he struggled a little bit this season, Wiggy, but the entire team has.
No,
like,
and I'm
last
not...
year he was one of the best outfielders in baseball.
Last year,
like yes, and so at his peak, is Duran better than Willy Abreu?
Yeah, at his peak.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I don't understand why we're considering trading Duran but not Abreu.
Okay, well, we can ask Craig Breslow about this when he joins us at 9, oof, among other things. What is next, Shine?
Well, this one's for our queen. There was a big performance at tight end U that Courtney...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Really wishes she could have been in attendance for.
Tickets now, worth $30.
Now, tight end U is a camp that Travis Kelce does.
With George Kittle and Greg Olsen.
Yeah. Okay. And so at the end of it, T. Swift came out and played acoustic. She actually, I hate saying this. That was a really good performance. Like, she is talented.
Oh, she's
there are some that you might say, oh, it's the production, it's the what they add to her stuff afterwards, like acoustic guitar, playing that tune. Was it with Kane Brown or something?
Kane Brown, but she used Chase Rice's guitar. It wasn't even her own guitar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
she was drinking all night.
Are you bummed that you weren't there?
I watched 10 million videos, every angle imaginable, and I just had the biggest smile on my face. I have goosebumps right now talking about it. I love her so much.
I wish you would have let me know. I turned it down to go.
You're kidding me.
I always do tight end U. What do you think tight end U stands for?
No, I know what tight end U stands for.
Were you invited?
Yeah, they always invite the old heads.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. They do.
Why didn't you mention that? You never mentioned it.
If they're still together next year, can you promise me? You don't have to pay me.
Uh-huh.
Can you promise me that we can go?
Depends if I get my $200.
Well, I need my three.
Yeah. All right, anyway.
Well, George Kittle, one of the guys who helps put it on, talked about Taylor and how her performance kind of came about.
Like, oh, come on, man. Taylor Swift said she might perform. You're going to not perform. And so he went out and did a song with Jordan Davis, which was awesome. Taylor could not have been kinder, more nice. And she was like, you know, I think it might be fun to go sing Shake It Off. And we're like, it'd be amazing. Twist my arm, Taylor, please. So we made that one work. She was fantastic. I mean, for the venue, that I think it was like maybe 1,000 people. That was the loudest 1,000 people I've ever heard in my entire life. It was an incredible experience. I think everybody had just a lot of fun watching that.
No, pretty cool.
And don't they do it in Tennessee?
Yeah,
they do it in Tennessee. Okay, so.
Well, you would know you were invited.
No. I was just playing around. I wasn't invited, but I'll do my best.
Okay.
If they are together,
yeah,
I'll look into saying
Wiggy, you cannot reach out and invite yourself to tight end U.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
But you can't say, hey, I'm Jermaine Wiggins. Remember me. I'd like to come
and help out.
And help out at tight end.
I can help out at
tight end. They'd be lucky to have you.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll reach out. Like, if they're still together, maybe I'll reach out and say, you know, any chance I can get down there, you guys need some help, and I'll bring a plus two. I'll bring you and my wife.
I'll bring some autographed 8x10s.
I will do that.
Okay,
I just had a quick idea for Taylor Swift and the Chiefs and the Royals. They're all trying to build a new stadium. They're taxpayer funding it, which to me should be illegal. Taxpayers should not foot the bill for billionaire owners. What if Taylor Swift did, like, 3 concerts where half the money went to build the stadium?
Ooh, great idea.
Mm.
Great idea.
Like, you sell out Arrowhead 3 times, boom.
But I don't know if Travis would like that, because he's going to need a cut, because it's his girlfriend that's performing. Wait a second, you're building an arena, and I ain't getting a piece of this action?
What's right, next, Greg? Shine?
Well, next, Greg, the Colin Morikawa is a douche saga continues.
Oh, God.
He,
what is wrong with him?
I don't know, man. He's having a time.
He got a new caddy. And
then
just
fired that caddy.
After 5 days, basically.
Yep, didn't like that caddy.
Okay.
So canned that caddy and then got testy with a reporter because a reporter put in, I believe the reporter's name is Adam Shupak of like Golf Week, put in an article that Morikawa had the quote, "Ask me anything you want in my press conference later. I'm with my pro-am partners right now." And which seems kind of just like a general quote. Like, that's what Morikawa said to him when he asked him at the T-Box. So he put it in his article. Morikawa got very upset about this.
Okay.
Here was Colin Morikawa.
I don't. And, you know, I read your article that you wrote. Look, I'm not here to tell people how to do their jobs, but I don't get why you would make me sound bad because you put out my quote that I was playing with pro-am partners out front. Those guys are paying a lot of money. They're very important to the community. They're very important to the Rocket Classic. And for you to put out a quote like that, to put me down and saying, hey, wait 2.5 hours. I mean, you called me up on the first tee, you know? So I'm not going to tell you how to do your job. You can write whatever you want. This is America. But don't put me down like that. It's 2.5 hours, Adam.
I thought I was actually giving you credit that you were playing, you were focused on your pro-am partners.
Okay. We can all read it very differently. That's not how I read it. I don't know how, but I'm just telling you, like, I think there's a perspective where people can read it like that. So I'm just going to leave it at that, that we knew I was going to have media in 2.5 hours. I'm on the first tee meeting my pro-am partners as they're teeing off. So on the caddy front, I don't. It's a process that I'm going through. Hopefully we'll find out when the time comes, and I will let everyone know.
Sheesh.
I mean, it's a pro-am. Like, give the guy a comment and then hit your drive. Like,
the comment was harmless. Like, it's
between he and Rory. Like, why are they so, like, people are covering their sport. Like, they get so butthurt by stuff.
It's not like, good when Full Swing has made it them seem so fun. Like, yeah. Made golfers seem so fun, yes. So cool, so down to earth. This is ruining that.
Yeah. Give me more Jordan Spieth throwing beers back at Buffalo Wild Wings and less douchey Rory and Colin Morikawa.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Chime, thank you. That is They Said It. We are going to get to the news coming up. Should a law enforcement officer lose his job because the old pull my finger maneuver went awry? We will get to that and the rest of the news next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.